joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
So first things first, what are the numbers right now in the city?
Total cases overall, 34,442 cases. Active cases, 27. And then the death count is still at 536 residents, Dan.
And any instances of the flu or RSV or any of that still popping up right now?
No, we really haven't seen, thank God. We really haven't. I think it's because of the mild winter and people have been able to go outside quite a bit. No, we have not seen any uptick relative to flu. Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, is monitoring that on a daily basis. Board of Health, Dr. Eno Montaser as well. So, you know, we have standing calls three times a week and we go over everything that's potentially dangerous in the city of Brockton, and the flu is not on the radar right now, thank God.
Now, we've got, of course, we're right now, Passover has begun, Easter's coming up this weekend. Any concern with these holiday gatherings?
Absolutely not. I mean, when we're looking at the metrics right now, people are, COVID is not gone. I mean, people are still getting sick, but, I mean, the high rate of people getting vaccinated and boosted and people still understanding, you know, how to social distance. And you know, I went to church last Sunday and I saw probably half the people wearing masks. So, again, I'm not concerned about gatherings. It looks like the weather's going to be okay. But, again, I'm going to be with my loved ones and we'll do it in a safe way. But I'm not concerned this year as opposed to previous years.
Now, speaking of health-related matters, what's the latest on the status of Brockton Hospital?
Yeah, I mean, it's still all systems go in terms of people working together. We still have our standing Monday call with Brockton Hospital and Good Sam and Neighborhood Health Center and all the different state entities. And, you know, I'm just really thrilled that the Healy Driscoll administration is still working diligently in our federal delegation. So had a nice call with Bob Haffey the other day, the CEO of Brockton Hospital. So, again, they are still working to get it up as fast as they can. And some of the things are a little bit unknown right now in terms of some material delays, but everybody has a shared vision for getting that back on track and online as soon as possible.
And has this been causing any issues with hospital shortages or anything like that?
No, there's been really a wonderful collaboration with both Brockton Hospital and Good Sam and Brockton Hospital and Neighborhood Health Center. It's the loaner system right now where some medical clinicians that work for Brockton Hospital Signature are in essence on loan to some of the other medical facilities. So, again, the influx of patients at, say, Good Sam has been really, really high numbers. And, you know, there are still definitely delays. I'm not going to say that. There's definitely delays in the emergency room. But the collaboration's been wonderful, and the sharing of ideas and personnel have been great. And just a big shout-out to the men and women that are serving right now to keep Brockton and the region safe and healthy. And, you know, it's a daunting task, but, you know, in due time, Brockton Hospital will be operational again, and we're excited about that.
And, of course, the city recently got a visit from a foreign leader.
Yeah, I mean, it was wonderful. President Jose Maria Neves, president of Cape Verde, came, and I had the opportunity to be at Brockton High School with him, and he gave such an unbelievable, generous speech to the students. And, it's what public service is all about. And then he was able to have a meeting that I joined at in Brockton on Warren Ave to talk to different business owners. And then finally we concluded by having a dinner together in Brockton. So he's a wonderful, really a wonderful man. He started his professional career as a teacher, so he understands how important education is. But it's always great to have any foreign dignitaries come to the city of Brockton. Yesterday I welcomed the Consul General of Haiti. She came down from Boston. And again, last week I had the Consul General of Greece and Turkey here. So we'll continue to showcase the diversity of Brockton and welcome people with open arms.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, and happy Easter to you and your family.
Happy Easter to you and your loved ones, Dan. Thank you.